Today's daf is Yuma, daf Lamed. We begin with daf Chav Tesim and base, third line from the bottom. The Mishnah says regarding when a Kohen urinates, this is the rule that if someone urinated, so then he requires to wash his hands and feet. Bishlaba, Raglami, Shibli, Tos. I understand you have to wash your feet because of the sprinkles, I guess, the drops that dropped on your feet. When you urinated, El Yadai, my time, I have to wash your hands. You didn't do anything with your hands. Rabbi Abba says, Zosveres, this obviously must teach us the mitzvah of the shavshed, the mitzvah to clean it, to clean any urine that might have hit your feet before you leave the bathroom. So therefore, your hands were involved in cleaning it, and therefore, you should wash your hands also. Rabbi Abba, this supports Rabbi Abba's position, the Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba says, a person should not leave the bathroom with, I guess, some drops of urine on his feet because it appears that it's sort of dropping that he might not have, he might be, I guess, castrated, I guess. So therefore, just dripping out of his, instead of, you know, streaming out of his private area, that it's just dripped out. And therefore, he really can't have children, and then really that his kids are probably mamzerim. Okay, Amar Papa said so bimkoma, aser likos kriyat shema. So now we're talking about cleanliness for your body. Rav Papa says that if there's feces that's stuck in where it's supposed to come out, so at that point you're not allowed to recite kriyat shema. Hechidavi, what's the case? Idaneris, if it's seen, if it's visible, pshit, it's obvious. If it's not visible, the Torah machay sharis. So the Torah wasn't given to angels. So everyone has something inside of them that maybe hasn't come out yet. So lo tzricha d'yoshiv b'diras, that when you sit, because you're sitting, it is seen. Omei ben aniras, but you're standing, it's not seen. Umay shna mitzo abasar, what's the difference between that and if it's on his flesh? Itmar tov al basar, if it's on his flesh, or that there is a machitza between him and the bathroom, and he puts his hand inside by way of a hole. Rav Huna mar mutar l'kos kriyat shema. Rav Huna says you can recite kriyat shema because it's only when you can smell the feces, because it's based on the pasuk of the hill. I'm calling shema teloka, so the limbs of neshima, the mouth, the nose, that they are part of the hilo, praise Hashem, so they also have to be clean. That's from Kol HaNeshama Telokah. But the other limbs, they're not Kol HaNeshama, so therefore, even if they're dirty, or if they're found in a place of filth, though, they don't prevent you from davening. Rav Chista bar Asher likos Kriyat Shema, he said you can't recite Kriyat Shema, because what does it say? Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Shemi Chavocha, that all the body of all the limbs of someone has to be engaged in hilo and praise. So therefore, bimkoma. So therefore, what? So it's a question. Amra Papa, because Rav Huna argues on him, because Rav Huna, right? Because he allows, if the tsoa is feces on his body, and Rav Chista only forbids it because of the pasuk of Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, but not because of the aroma, the odor of the feces that's found in his anus. He doesn't forbid that. So the Gemara says, "Bimkoma nafi zuama," that when the tzoa is in its place where it is, where it normally is. So then there's a lot of filth because it hasn't left yet and the odor hasn't smelled, and therefore it hasn't scattered yet. So therefore you can't recite Kriyat Shema, but it's Shalom Koma. But if it's on another part of his body, Lona Fizduma, it's not as filth, not as much filth. And therefore if it's covered and the odor doesn't permeate, then you're allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. Tadar Rabbanan, Halacha Mesud Halacha by the Suda is the following. Ab Yotze Lahashtin Mayim. Someone goes to urinate in the middle of the meal. No tel yado achas. He takes one hand. That v'nichnas. And so he has to wash one hand. the one that he used to clean himself. V'nichnas, and he can go back into the meal. V'dibrim chaveris, he can speak to his friend. V'hiflig, and let's say he waits a lot of time before. I'm sorry. If he leaves the meal, and v'dibrim chaveru, and he speaks to his friend. And then v'hiflig, he waits a lot of time before he comes back to the meal. Notice shteyad v'nichnas, and he washes both hands. Because he probably wasn't careful. It may have touched the private area. Uchshehu notel, when he washes his hand, lo yutol mivachutz v'yikonis b'nechshad. He shouldn't wash his hands outside and then go to the meal, because people are going to think that he only washed his hand, that he didn't wash his hands. El nichnas v'yoshiv mkomo. V'notel shteyad v'machziyat tefich al ha'orchim. So what does he do? He goes inside, he sits in his place, he washes his hand in front of everyone, and then the shamish, the waiter, removes the pail into which you wash your hands. So Amram Chisel Amram Ella Lishtos. We only say this halacha that you have to wash your hands inside when you go inside to drink. Because you finish your food and you're not intending to drink anymore. So because that was the custom. People would have the drinks after they ate. Aval lechol, but if you return to eat, notem v'chutz v'nichnas, you would wash your hands. You can wash your hands on the outside and come in. Then everyone's going to know, like, that they're not concerned. Like, everyone knows that before you sit down to eat, you are going to, you're obviously going to wash your hands. So the Amar Rav Nachman Yisak Abana Filishtos Nabi, Rav Nachman Yisak says, and I, even to drink, I also wash my hands outside. And everyone knows that that obviously I want to return to the meal without washing, even when I'm just coming in to drink. The mission now is returning now to what happens on Yom Kippur, or at least the obligation of tefillah, of going to the mikvah, for everyone, and for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. A person is not allowed to go into the Azara to do the Avodah, even if he's Tahor, until he goes to the mikvah. The Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah five times, and he washed his hands and feet from the basin, from the Kior, 10 times, and on Yom Kippur. Because he would dress and undress 5 times, right? 3 times in the big day kahuna, the golden garments, the 8 garments, and twice in the big day lavan, in the white garments, when he was going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'chulam v'kodesh al beis ha-parva, all of the tefilos, all the mikvahs, all the tefilos in the mikvah was the Kohen immersed, Kohen Gadol immersed in a mikvah that was on the roof of the beis ha-parva chamber. Because the pasuk says, "Varachas is b'sar b'mayim makom kadosh," that you have to bathe, you have to wash, go to the mikvah in the kadosh place, and the chutz mizu bilvad, that except for the first tefillah of the day, that the first tefillah, which is before he brings the korban tamid, that this is not an obligation based on Yom Kippur. That the Kohen has to do it every day, and therefore he would go to the mikveh by the Shar Hamayim near his own Lishka where he was. The Gemara is going to explain a little more in depth. Interesting, there's a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, which says that the roofs and the upper levels of Yerushalayim did not have Kedusha. So if they did not have Kedusha, how is he able to go to the mikveh in the Beis HaParva, which was he went to the mikvah on the roof of the base of Parva, that did not have Kedusha. So there the Tosfos in Tosfos answers that since the roof of the base of Parva was equal to the ground level of the Azara, so therefore it had the Kedusha of the Azara. In any case, Parsu Sadin Shalbutz, Bein Olaveinam. So the way that he would go to the mikvah is they would first spread a sheet of flax between him and between the people. And the Gemara says the following: Shalu was
bund. Which people? Who are they talking about? The people that are there.
Yeah, there might be other people who are the Azara. There are people there. There are other people at this point who were who were in the Mikdash area. Okay? Okay, so the Gemara says the following, Shalu and Spenzova. So they asked Spenzova, Tvila Zu, this Tvila that everyone goes to the Zara, even if you're Tahor, Lamahi, why would everyone go to the, why would he go to the Mikvah? Amalahem. So Benzoma said, it's like a Kavachomer, why? Umam Mishan Mikodesh the Kodesh, just like someone who changes from Kodesh to Kodesh. So what's this Kodesh to Kodesh? So this is right, a Kohen Gadol who does the five, he's involved in the five Avodos in Yom Kippur. He goes from one, from the Azara to Kodesh to Kodashim. And Mimakam Shana's Kares, the Mimakam Shana's Kares. And he goes from one place of Kares to another place of Kares. Because if you go into the Heichal and you're Tame, you're Chayev Misa. So too, if you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, you're Chayev Misa. So either one, you're Chayev Misa. So here, the Gemara says that in this instance, Tone Tefillah, you need to go to the Mikvah. Hamishan Mechol Kodesh, if you go from Chol to Kodesh, if you're outside and you're Makom Chol, Makom Chulin, and then you're about to go to a Makom She'onesh Kores, you're about to go to a place where the punishment is Kores, right? So then, certainly, says the Gemara, Eino Din Sheton Tefillah, certainly the halacha is that you require Tefillah if you're in a state of Tahor, even if you're in a state of Tahor. Rabbi Yehuda Merhuda says, Srach Tefillah Hi, that this Tefillah is not obligated Mikar Hadin, but it's a Takara to help him like focus his thoughts. And Kadesh Yizkor Tuma Yishana Shibiyado. Because of the Tefillah, he will think that this, since Tefillah is only for Tumayim, so he's going to ask himself, do I have any Tuma? And if he is Tuma, and maybe if he was Tuma, he forgot, Yifrosh, and then he's going to separate himself from Avoda. Since normally Tevila is from Tuma to Tara, he's going to ask himself, you know, maybe I was Tameh. And hopefully then he will, if he is Tameh, he won't do the Avoda. So that's the purpose of this. Now, the Gemara says the following, but my Kamifugi, what's the nature of their debate? Bahule Avoda Kamifugi. So they're arguing regarding the chilul of avoda. So the ben zoma mechal avoda. According to ben zoma, it says we learn the obligation of tefillah from kavachomer from tefillah's kohen yom kippur between avoda and avoda. So he says therefore, because he didn't go to the mikvah when he enters into the mikdash in the morning and he did the avoda, so the avoda is no good. You have to do it beikar hadin. You have to do beikar hadin. You have to do the avoda. I'm sorry, you have to go to the mikvah, and if you don't, then the avoda is invalid. Rabbi Yehuda lo meichal avoda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's just the goal is really to get your mind thinking, and therefore, it doesn't render the avoda as being chilul, as profane. Well, the benzoma meichal, really, is that true according to the benzoma that you're mechal of the avoda if you did it? Vahatanya, Kohen Shlo, Kohen Gadol Shlo, Tavolo Kidesh Ben Begel LeBegel Meir Avoda LaAvoda Avoda Sakishera Echad Kohen Gadol VeEchad Kohen Hedjel. I'm sorry. So the first step is that if you didn't go Kohen Gadol, you didn't go to the mikvah, and he didn't wash his hands between the different begadim between Avoda and the Avoda, one Avoda next to Avoda, the Avoda is valid. Echad Kohen Gadol VeEchad Kohen Hedjel Shlo Kidesh Yelav Raglav Shachris Vavad Avoda Avoda Sapsula. But if he didn't wash his hands before any of the avodos, his avodos psula. So what does the Brisa say? That a Kohen Gadol who didn't do tevila, so then his avoda is not pasul. It's not pasul. And Ben Zoma said that we learn the obligation of tevila in the morning, kavachomer, from the tevila between the avodos. And if indeed it's not ma'akev, right, it's not ma'akev, it doesn't prevent the avoda from being kasher. In other words, going to the first part of this brisa, from one avoda, next avoda, it's still kasher. So also the tefillah of shachris should also not prevent the avoda from being valid. Ella lemeka baste kamifkin. So really, the nature of the debate is regarding the isser aseh. whether you have an SRC if you don't go to the mikvah. The Ben Zoma, according to Ben Zoma, who's learned the Kal v'Chomer, if you do the avodah without tevilah, you violate an asay, because the pasuk says, "Kisodas bad kodesh yobach v'rachatz b'maimas b'sorol v'sham." You have to wash. You have to go to the mikvah. So yeah, there's a mitzvah asay, and if you don't go to the mikvah, you violate an asay, but it doesn't render the avodah invalid. And then lo Rav Yehuda lo koy basay. According to Rav Yehuda, there's no iser asay. So the Uvi Islay le Rav Yehuda hay svara. So the Gemara asks, does Rav Yehuda have this svara that which were in our Mishnah, that anyone who goes into the Azara requires tevila, about time hovel in a brisa, bitzora tova v'ovi b'shar nikador, that regarding the atonement of the bitzora the eighth day, the bitzora goes to the big body, stands by shar nikador. Rabbi Huda Omer, einot tzara tevila, shikvar tova b'va'er. Rabbi Huda says, you don't need to go to the big body the eighth day, because you already went to the mikva on the evening before. There's no concern of tuba. So we see from the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that since you're tahor, you don't need to go to the mikva again on the eighth day. And he holds not like the Mishnah that says even someone who's tahor has to go to the mikva again. So that's a question of Yehuda himself, who says that you're tovel because you'll remember that you'll remember if you had some kind of tuma. So the Gemara answers, ahu kidetari tama. No, this halacha that Yehuda says you don't need to go to the mikva the eighth day. Who the mitzvah doesn't need to go to the mikvah on the eighth day? That's not a question, because shekvar tavol mi ba'erev, he already went to the mikvah on the evening before. So that the mitzvah, since he went yesterday to the mikvah, he became tahor from all the earlier tumos that he might have had. So that's different than the Kohen Gadol before it comes to Yom Kippur. He didn't go to the mikveh the day before. So the Gemara is to ask the question, the Kari La Makari La Fai. It's a great question. So like what did the person, what was he thinking? So Mishum the Ka Bai La Mirma Achmise Alai. Maybe he brought the Braisa because he wanted to ask on it from another place. Because Lishkat HaMitzarayim, Shisha HaMitzarayim Tovim. It's really a question from a different part of the Braisa, because it says what the Lishkas HaMitzarayim, the chamber of the Mitzarayim, why is it called that? Because Mitzarayim went to the mikvah before they went to the Shar Nikanor to bring so that their thumb should go into the Azara, so they can apply the oil to the thumbs. Rav Yehuda Omer Lo Mitzarayim Bilvad Amru Ela Kol Adam. Rav Yehuda says that everyone would go to the mikvah there, not only the Mitzarayim. Anyone who goes to the Azara would go to the mikveh there. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Mitzorayim Bilvad means that he admits that the Mitzorayim would go to the mikveh on the eighth day before they would go into the Azara. And then he only adds that everyone would go to the mikveh there. So that's a contradiction to what was said in the Braisa beforehand, that the Mitzorah doesn't require tefillah on the eighth day. So that was the question. That was the question on Rabbi Yehuda. It seems to contradict what he says in both parts of the Braisa. Where answers Lokash, that's not a question. How the Tavil, how the Lo Tavil. When Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need to go to the mikvah, the Mitzorah does not need to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, that's why he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. However, that which we say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that you need to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, it's talking about where he did not go to the mikvah on the seventh day. So the Gemara is now going to reject that. Suggestion. Because the Gemara is going to say, "Lo Tavil Harev Shemesh Boy," says that if he didn't go to the mikvah for tzaras on the day, and then he goes to mikvah on the eighth day, don't you also need Harev Shemesh? That only on the eighth day he becomes tar from his tzaras, and only then can he put his thumbs into the azara. So, since he cannot put his thumbs into the azara because he didn't go to the mikvah. So why is he allowed to enter into the Lishkas HaMitzarayim that's found in the Ezras Nashim in the Har HaBayis? So that can't be. So Ella, Idi V'Idi, Hitavel. So really both cases, both situations are where he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Ha, the Asech HaDaite, the little Asech HaDaite. The Braisa, which says, Rabbi Huda says, he needs to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, that's where he wasn't focused, he didn't, he... He, I'm sorry, where he wasn't careful to make sure that he was away from Tumah. So therefore, he needs to go to the mikveh again because maybe he became Talmud. And Had Lo Asa Kadate, the case where Behuda says that the Mitzvah does not need to go to the mikveh on the eighth day, that situation where he was careful from Tumah. Yeah, Asa Kadate, if he wasn't careful, Hazaz Shlishu Shvi Boy, then he would require the sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma. Since he wasn't careful from Tumah, so maybe he went into a place where there was a corpse and became Tamei Tumas Meis. And therefore, he should be Tamei for 7 days, and he requires a sprinkling of the Paraduma for the third day and the seventh day. So, Damar of Dostai, Bar Matsun, Amar Biokhana, Hesach Adas, Sar Chazal Shlishu Shvi. That if there's a Hesach Adas, if you weren't focused about Tumas Meis, you require the sprinkling for the third and seventh day. So, Idi Idi lost Hesach Adas. Number of the cases where he was careful and he didn't deviate his mind from Tara of Lokash. It's not a question. On Tabel Das Pias Mikdash. That which Rabbi Huda says that you don't need to go to the mikvah is talking about where he went to the mikvah with the intent that he's going to, not with knowing that he's going to go to the base of Mikdash the next day. And that which we say that you need to go to the mikvah again, that's where he did not go to the mikvah with the intent that he's going to go into the mikdash.
That we read the Gersha a little bit differently. We don't read it Lo Mitzarim Bilvad Amru, because that would imply that the Mitzora goes to Mikvah before he brings his Korbanos on the eighth day. But rather, we said Lo Mitzarim Amru, not Bilvad. Meaning what? That the Lishkas HaMitzoraim does not serve as a place of Tevila for the Mitzoraim, but for other people who want to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mitzorayim do not require Tevila because they already went the day before. So he changes the wording of the Braisa, that the Mitzorayim do not require Tevila on the eighth day. So, and the third possible answer, Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Rabbi Huda Lidivim Rabban Kamar Lahu. When Rabbi Huda says Lo Mitzarim Bilvad, he was only speaking according to the Rabbanon's position. He said, like, this is how you read the Brisa. Lididi, according to me, Mitzorah ain't Tarach Tevila. And then according to me, he says Rabbi Huda, Mitzorah does not require Tevila. But according to your opinion, admit at least this to me, that the Mitzorah needs to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. The Lo Mitzarayim Bilvad Amru Ela Kol Adam. Because everyone needs to go to the mikvah before he goes into the mikdash, even if he is tahor, so that he'll remember any possible tumor that he might have. The Rabbanan disagree. They'll say Mitzora Daish Batuma. Mitzora was regularly touched in with tuma, and therefore, even though he was tameh, he was tahor the day before, were concerned that maybe he touched something tameh, and that's why he would have to go to the mikvah again before he comes into the azara. But kol adam lo daishe b'tumah. But other people, they don't typically are involved in tumah, and they're careful not to become tameh, and therefore your average person is in a presumption of tara. He does not need to go to the mikvah before he goes to the base habikdash. Amar le Abai the Rabbi Yosef. Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbanan de Pligi Alei de Rabbi Huda ke ben Zoma Svir Lahu. So, do we say that the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Huda in the first Brisa, and they say that a Mitzorah does need to go to Mikvah on the eighth day, do they hold like Ben Zoma of this Kavachomer? Right? Do we say that they hold this Kavachomer, and therefore the Mitzorah has to go to the Mikvah, even if he went to the Mikvah on the eighth and the evening of the eighth day? And they argue that on the Rabbanon, the second Brisa, that hold that not every person, that people don't have to go, that non-Mitzorayim do not have to go to the mikvah before going to the Mikdash. V'hai dikatadi mitzora, and the fact that they said a mitzora goes to the mikvah, and they didn't say that anyone needs to go to the mikvah, is simply lahodiacha kocho the Rabbi Huda, to teach us the power of Rabbi Huda, who holds that a Metzora does not need to go to the mikvah because he already went the night before, the day before, but everyone else has to go. In other words, do the Rabbanon hold like Ben Zoma that what? That they would say that anyone has to go to the mikdash even if they were Tahor because you're going from Chol to Kodesh. And the reason why it mentions that a Metzora goes to the mikvah is simply to tell you that Yehuda holds that since the Metzora went the day before, he doesn't have to go this day. Old Dilma, or maybe Shiny Metzora, the Daish Betum, or maybe that a Metzora is different since he's involved in Tuma, and that's why he goes to the mikvah. But everyone else doesn't require to go to the mikvah. In other words, the Chachamim from the first Brisa, the Chachamim from the second Brisa, are the same Tana. And they hold that that people do not have to go to the mikvah before they go to the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why the Metzora has to go is because he's involved in Tuma. So Amar Leh, Shiny Metzora, the Dais Betuma. So Rabbi Yosef to Abaye, that Metzora is different. Since the Metzora is involved in Tuma, so that the Chachamim require him to go to the Mikvah, but everyone else, they don't require Mikvah, and therefore the Chachamim disagree with Ben Zoma. Again, Ben Zoma held that whenever you go from Chol to Kodesh, right, Kavachomer, whenever you go from Chol to Kodesh, you have to go to the Mikvah. So, but the Chachamim disagree, and they hold that, no, that you don't have to go to the Mikvah, and the only reason why you would have to go to the Mikvah before going to the Beis HaMikdash is because you're involved in Tuma, so we're concerned that you would have to, we're concerned that maybe you became Tameh, and so Metzora would have to go to the Mikvah, but if he went the day before, then he does not have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. That's Machlokas, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim. Okay, we will stop.